今天的讲题是悔改和相信，然后它的subtitle 得救的条件。
Today's title is Repent and Believe with a subtitle The Condition to be Saved.
这个是主耶稣所说的一个比喻。
This is a parable that was told by Jesus.
我们来看马太福音第21章第28节到32节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 21 verses 28 to 32.
马太福音第21章第28节，这个是主耶稣所说的。一个人有两个儿子，他来对大儿子说，我儿，你今天到葡萄园里去做工。他回答说，我不去。以后自己懊悔，就去了。又来对小儿子也是这样说，他回答说，父啊，我去。他却不去。你想这两个儿子是哪一个遵循父命呢？他们说大儿子。也说，我实实在在告诉你们，税吏和娼妓倒比你们先进神的国。因为约翰尊作义路到你们这里来，你们却不信他。税吏和娼妓倒信他，你们看见了，后来还是不懊悔去信他。
But what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, Son, go work today in the vineyard. And he answered, I will not. But afterward he regretted it and went. The man came to the second son and said to the same thing, and he answered, I will, sir. But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father?They said, the first. Jesus said to them, Truly I say to you, that tax collectors and prostitutes will gain to the kingdom of heaven before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and prostitutes did believe him. And you, seeing this, did not even feel remorse afterward, so as to believe him.
我16岁的时候，听到福音就开始读圣经。
When I was 16, I heard the gospel and I began to read the scripture.
特别读到四福音书的时候。
And especially I read the four gospels.
马太福音、马可福音、路加福音、还有这个约翰福音。
The gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
还有这个使徒行传。
And the book of Acts.
我发觉到一个人如果要相信和跟随耶稣。
I realize that if a person is to believe and follow Jesus,
必须要付上代价。
There is a price to be paid.
我们主耶稣在福音书里也这么说。
And Jesus also said in the Gospels,
如果一个人要来跟随他,
if a person is to follow him,
必须要背起自己的十字架来跟随他。
He must take up his own cross and follow him.
我们除此之外,
and besides this,
这些福音书和使徒行传,
the Gospels or the Book of Acts,
也讲到不只要相信，也要认罪悔改。
Speak not only of belief, but also repent.
所以当我读到马太福音、马可福音、路加福音，还有这个使徒行传的时候，
and so when I read Matthew, Luke, and John, and also Acts,
然后我发觉到不少的地方提到这个悔改的事情。
I realize that many places speak of repentance.
几些例子。
Let me give you some examples.
马太福音第三章第一节到第二节。
Matthew chapter 3 verses 1 and 2.
那时有施洗的约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道，说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Now in those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
然后在马可福音第一章第四节怎么说？
And Mark 1:4 it says,
照这话，约翰来了，在旷野施洗，传悔改的洗礼，使罪得赦。
John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins.
那么根据马可福音第一章第十四节到第十五节的记载，
And according to Mark chapter 1 verses 14 and 15,
约翰下监之以后，耶稣来到加利利宣传神的福音，说 日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。
Now after John had been taken in custody, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of God and saying, The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
而在路加福音第五章第三十二节，主耶稣说
In Luke chapter 5 verse 32, Jesus said,
我本来不是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改。
I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
那么主耶稣在路加福音十三章第三节继续说
And Jesus continues in Luke chapter 13 verse 3
我告诉你们不是的你们若不悔改都要如此灭亡
I tell you no but unless you repent you will all likewise perish
然后最后主耶稣在路加福音第二十四章第四十七节对门徒说
And finally Jesus in Luke 24:47 speaks to his disciples.
并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起直到万邦。
And that repentance for forgiveness of sins will be proclaimed in his name to all the nations beginning from Jerusalem.
那么使徒行传的作者在这个使徒行传三章第十九节这么说。
And the author of the book of Acts speaks in chapter 3 verse 19.
所以你们当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹，这样那安舒的日子就必从主前到来到。
Therefore, repent and return, so that your sins may be wiped away, in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord.
那么使徒行传的作者在继续在使徒行传第二十章第二十一节这么说
And the author of Acts continues to say in chapter 20 verse 21
又对犹太人和希利利人证明当向神悔改信靠我主耶稣基督
Solemnly testifying to both Jews and Greeks of repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ
那么除了福音书跟使徒行传谈到这个悔改的事情。
And besides the gospel and the book of Acts speaks of repentance.
保罗的书信还有彼得书信都谈到这个悔改的事情。
Paul's letter and Peter's letter all speak of the issue of repentance.
我们在哥林多后书第七章第十节保罗这么说。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10, Paul says,
因为依着神的意思忧愁就生出没有后悔的懊悔来。以是得救，但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
For the sorrow that is according to the will of God produces a repentance without regret, leading to salvation. But the sorrow of the world produces death.
那么同样的，彼得在彼得后书第三章九节说。
Likewise, Peter in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9 says.
那么主说应许的善恶未成就，有人以为他是单元。其实不是单元，乃是宽容你们，不愿有人 一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
但是后来我发觉到近代教会所传的福音。
But later on, I recognize the gospel that's preached by many of modern churches.
那么很多时候没有谈到这个悔改的事情。
Oftentimes, it leaves out repentance.
他们说一个人只要相信耶稣就可以得到神所赐的救恩。
They said that as long as a person believes in Jesus, then he will receive salvation.
然后这种看法跟我在圣经所看到的有所不同。
This view is different from what I see from scripture.
所以在神学院念书的时候我深入的思考这个问题。
So as I was studying in seminary, I studied this issue deeply.
那么自从神学院毕业以后我继续的没有停止探讨这个问题。
And since graduation, I continue to study this problem.
那么经过详细的读这本圣经还有一些书本。
And through studying the scripture carefully and reading other literature.
那么今天我可以说有一个确实的一个答案。
I have an absolute answer today.
所以今天的经文是主耶稣所说的一个比喻。
So today's passage is a parable that was given by Jesus.
然后比喻里面谈到一位父亲还有两个儿子。
In the parable, it speaks of the father and two sons.
那么这个比喻所强调的啊，就是一个人不只要相信神。
And the emphasis of this parable is that a person not only need to believe in Jesus,
也要悔改。
But they also need repentance.
一个悔改相信神的人能够进天国。
A person who believes and repents will enter the kingdom of heaven.
换句话说，一个人要进天国的话，
In another word, if a person is to enter the kingdom of heaven,
或者要得到拯救的话，
or if he is to receive salvation,
不只要相信，也要悔改。
Not only does he need to believe, but he also need to repent.
所以当主耶稣说这个比喻的时候，
So when Jesus gave the parable,
他是在圣殿里面教训人。
He was teaching in the temple.
那么在这个时候，祭司长还有民间里的那些长老就来问耶稣说。
And at that point, chief priests and elders came and asked Jesus.
他说：“你借什么权柄？谁给你这个权柄啊？做这些事情？”
They asked him, "By what authority do you do all these things?"
那么祭司长跟民间里面的长老，就好像这些法利赛人、撒都盖人，还有这些文士一样，是耶稣的对头。
And the chief priests and the elders, just like the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the scribes, they were enemies of Jesus.
那么祭司长是以色列这个祭司制度的一个成员。
And the chief priests were members of the priesthood.
那么执行这些大祭司的权利还有他们的任务。
And they carry out the authority and the duties of the high priest.
那么至于这些民间的长老，他们是社区里面的领袖和法官。
And as for the elders, they were the leaders and the judges of the people.
但是主耶稣没有回答他们的问题。
But Jesus did not answer their question.
然后反而问了他们一个问题。
Instead, he asked them a question.
他说，施洗约翰的洗礼是从天上来的，还是从人间来的？
He asked them, is the baptism of John from heaven or from the earth?
那么祭司长跟民间里面的长老同样的没有回答耶稣的问题。
And the chief priests and the elders likewise did not answer Jesus.
那么过后主耶稣就向他们讲了这个比喻。
Then Jesus gave this parable.
所以这个比喻就说，一个人有两个儿子，他来对大儿子说，我儿，你今天到葡萄园里去过做工。
So Jesus said, but what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, son, go work today in the vineyard.
他回答说，我不去，以后自己懊悔就去了。
And he answered, I will not, but afterward he regretted it and went.
又来对小儿子也是这样说，他回答说，父啊，我去，但他却不去。
The man came to the second and said the same thing, and he answered, I will, sir, but he did not go.
所以比喻里面我们看到有两个儿子。
So in the parable, we see that there are two sons.
一个大儿子。
The first son.
一个小儿子。
And the second son.
所以父亲吩咐这个小儿子到葡萄园里面去工作。
So the father asked the second son to go into the vineyard to work.
他起初不去。
The first son.
他起初不去。
Initially, the first son did not go.
但后来他懊悔去了。
But then he repented and he regretted and he went.
那么至于大儿子是吗？
小儿子。
And
as for the second son.
他听了父亲的吩咐。
He heard the father's request.
他说去，但是他后来没有去。
He said he will go, but he did not go.
所以在这个比喻里面有三个人物。
So there are three people in this parable.
父亲跟两个儿子。
The father and two sons.
父亲代表这个父神。
The father represents God the Father.
那么这个大儿子代表税吏和娼妓。
And the first son represented the tax collector and the prostitutes.
那么小儿子代表这个祭司长还有这个民间里面的长老。
And the second son represented the chief priests and the elders of the people.
这个比喻跟路加福音第十五章所讲那个比喻有点相似。
And this parable is similar to that which was spoken of in Luke 15.
啊，就是谈到一位父亲和两个儿子。
It was speaking of the father with two sons.
然后路加福音第十五章那个比喻谈到小儿子要求父亲分把家产分给他。
And the parable in Luke 15 says the younger son wanted the father to give him all his inheritance.
然后到一个遥远的地方去花天酒地。
And he wasted the money in a faraway country.
然后后来他的钱全部花光了。
He spent all his money.
然后刚好当地又发生这个饥荒。
And at that time there was a famine.
连吃都没有。
And he did not have food to eat.
所以当时他感到非常的懊悔。
And at that point, he regretted.
他就回到父亲那边去。
He returned to his father.
我们圣经告诉我们，因着这个孩子的悔改。
And the Bible tells us because of the son's repentance.
那么父亲就产生了这个慈怜的心。
The father had a heart of mercy.
啊，为他摆设了这个宴席。
And he set out a feast for him.
啊，欢迎他回来。
To welcome him home.
因着这个缘故。
And because of this.
那么大儿子感到很不高兴。
The older son was not happy.
他只怪父亲为什么这样对待这个坏孩子。
He blamed the father as to why his father treats his younger brother so well.
还摆设了这个宴席来欢迎他回来。
And even had a feast to welcome him home.
那么路加福音十五章那个比喻同样的有三个人物。
And Luke 15, that parable also had three characters.
啊，父亲跟两个儿子。
The father and two sons.
啊，也就是大儿子跟小儿子。
It was the older son and younger son.
啊，在这个比喻里面父亲也是代表父神。
And that parable, the father also represents our heavenly father.
啊，在路加福音十五章的比喻小儿子代表这个税吏还有这个所谓的罪人。
And in Luke 15, the younger son represented the tax collector and the sinners.
那么大儿子代表法利赛人。
And the older son represented the Pharisees.
啊，但是在今天我们所看的比喻。
But here in the parable today.
那么小儿子代表祭司长和民间的长老。
The second son represented, chief priests, and the elders.
啊，大儿子代表这个税吏和娼妓。
And the first son represented the tax collector and prostitutes.
好，无论如何，我们今天所看的比喻跟路加福音十五章所说的比喻有一个共同点。
No matter what, the parable we're looking at today and the parable from Luke 15 had one common point.
啊，谈到一个儿子悔改了。
It speaks of the son repenting.
所以在主耶稣还没有出来传讲这个天国的福音的时候。
And so before Jesus came out to preach the kingdom of God.
那么圣经告诉我们施洗约翰已经出来传讲这个悔改的信息。
The Bible tells us that John the Baptist has already began preaching the message of repentance.
啊，在马太福音第三章第一到第二节这么说。
In Matthew chapter 3 verses 1 to 2 it says,
那时有施洗的约翰出来在犹太的旷野传道说天国近了你们应当悔改。
Now in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
所以当时有不少的人从耶路撒冷还有犹太全地还有约旦河的一带地方出来听这个施洗约翰所传的悔改的信息。
And so at that time, many people came from Jerusalem and around the Jordan to come and hear the message of repentance.
啊，他们出来的时候，他们承认自己的罪恶。
They came, they admitted of their sins.
然后在约旦河受这个施洗约翰的洗。
And that they were baptized in the Jordan by John the Baptist.
所以在三章第七节到第八节的记载说。
So in Matthew chapter 3 verse 7 to 8 it records.
所以约翰看见许多法利赛人和撒都该人也来受洗就对他们说毒蛇的种类谁只是你们逃避将来的愤怒呢你们要结出果子来以悔改的心相称。
But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore, bear fruit in keeping with repentance.
然后不要自己心里说有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗我告诉你们神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕以 兴起子孙来。
And do not suppose that you can say to yourselves, We have Abraham for our fathers, for I say to you that from these stones God is able to raise up children to Abraham.
现在斧头已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。
The axe is already laid at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
所以施洗约翰说，人应当悔改，认罪悔改。
So John the Baptist says that man ought to repent.
生命必须要结出这个果子来。
And that in their lives they must bear the fruit.
以这个悔改的心相称。
In accordance to their repentance.
不然的话。
Otherwise.
它将会好像一棵不结果子的树一样。
They will be as a tree that does not bear fruit.
被砍下来然后丢在火里烧掉。
And it will be cut down and burned.
所以经常在新约圣经里面谈到这个丢在火里被烧掉的。
And New Testament oftentimes speaks of something being thrown into the fire to be burned.
是指这个地狱的审判。
And it refers to the judgment of hell.
所以人不可以说 我是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So people cannot say we have Abraham for our father.
因此不必悔改。
Therefore they do not need to repent.
而得到这个神的拯救。
And to receive God's salvation.
或者说人不可以说自己是基督徒。
Also a person cannot say that I am a Christian.
受过洗礼。
That I have been baptized.
已经得救了。
I am saved.
而生命没有悔改。
Yet there is no repentance and change in their lives.
或者说生命没有改变。
That there, In another word, that their lives did not have any kind of change.
没有结出这个属灵的果子来。
And he did not bear any kind of spiritual fruit.
所以当主耶稣讲了这个比喻之后。
So when Jesus spoke of this parable.
他就问了这个祭司长还有这民间的长老一个问题。
So he asked the chief priests and the elders a question.
他说你们想这两个儿子是哪一个遵循父命呢？
Which of the two did the will of his father?
他们说大儿子耶稣说我实实在告诉你们税吏和娼妓倒比你们先进神的国。
They said the first, Jesus said to them, Truly I say to you that the tax collectors and prostitutes will get into the kingdom of God before you.
因为约翰遵着义路到你们这里来你们却不信他税吏和娼妓倒信他你们看见了后来还是不懊悔去信他。
For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and prostitutes did believe him. And you seeing this, did not even feel remorse afterwards so as to believe him.
所以在这个比喻里面，大儿子跟小儿子大有不同。
So in this parable, there's a great difference between the first and the second son.
那么大儿子感到很懊悔。
The first son regretted his decision.
那么最后他遵循了父亲的命令。
And finally he obeyed his father.
但是小儿子听了父亲的吩咐。
But the second son, even though he heard the command of his father,
他不感到懊悔。
He did not regret.
最后没有遵循父亲的命令。
And finally he did not obey his father.
换句话说，娼妓还有这个税吏听了这个父神的
In other words, the tax collectors and the prostitutes heard God's word.
感到很懊悔。
That they were repented.
那么最后就遵循了父神的命令。
And they finally obeyed God.
但是祭司长跟这长老们听了神的话语。
But the chief priests and the elders, when they heard God's word,
他没有感到懊悔。
They had no heart of repentance.
而没有遵循天父神的命令。
And they did not obey God's commands.
所以这个税吏还有娼妓听了神的话语。
So the tax collectors and prostitutes heard God's word.
他们不只相信，他们认罪悔改。
Not only do they believe and repented their sin.
但是这个祭司长跟这些还有民间的长老，他们听了神的话语。
But the chief priests and the elders, they heard God's word.
他却没有悔改。
Yet they did not repent.
今天的教会就是这种情况。
Today's church has this problem.
那么因着这个缘故，只有税吏跟娼妓才能够进入天国。
And because of this, only the tax collectors and the prostitutes were able to enter the kingdom of God.
所以什么是悔改？
And what is repentance?
那么悔改在希腊文是 metanoia。
And in Greek it's metanoia.
那么在英文翻译成就是 to change one's mind or repent or feel remorse， 或者改变一个人的心，悔改懊悔的意思。
So it means to change one's mind, repent or feel remorse.
那么圣经也说，真正的悔改会使到一个人的行为改变。
And the Bible also teaches that true repentance will cause a change in a person's actions.
所以在刚才我们看的经文里面谈到，行事与悔改的心必须相称。
So the verse that we studied, it speaks of that they should repent and turn to God, and that their repentance, their actions should be in line with their repentance.
啊，先在大马士，后在耶路撒冷和犹大全地，即以及外邦，劝勉他们应当悔改归向神，行事与悔改的心相称。
But keep declaring both to those of Damascus first and also to Jerusalem and then throughout all the regions of Judea and even to the Gentiles that they should repent and turn to God, performing deeds appropriate to repentance.
换句话说，真正的悔改不只改变一个人的行为。
In other words, true repentance not only will change a person's actions,
也改变一个人的内心。
It also changes a person's inner heart.
所以悔改跟这个救恩有什么关系？
So what is the relationship between repentance and salvation?
啊，使徒行传特别强调这个悔改跟救恩的关系。
And the book of Acts especially emphasizes the relationship between repentance and salvation.
那么基本上使徒行传是谈到一群的使徒到各地去传这个福音。
And basically, the book of Acts speaks of a group of apostles going out to preach the gospel.
啊，呼唤人认罪悔改。
And they're calling people to repent and change.
如果一个人要得到神的拯救，
If a person is to receive salvation from God,
啊，不只要相信，也要悔改。
Not only do they need to believe, they also need to repent.
所以根据《使徒行传》第二章第三十八节这么说。
So according to the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 38, it says,
啊，彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
Peter said to them, repent and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
然后在三章十九节这么说。
And chapter 3, verse 19, it says,
所以你们当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹，这样那安舒的日子就必从主前来到。
Therefore repent and return, so that your sins may be wiped away, in order that times of refreshing may come from the repentance, from the presence of the Lord.
然后在十一章第十八节这么说。
And in chapter 11 verse 18 it says,
啊，众人听见这话就不言语了。只归荣耀与神说，这样看来，神也要赐恩给外邦人，叫他们悔改得生命了。
When they heard this, they quieted down and glorified God, saying, Well then, God has granted to the Gentiles also the repentance that leads to life.
然后在十七章第三十节这么说。
And chapter 17, verse 30, it says,
世人蒙昧无知的时候，神必不监察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
Therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, God is now declaring to men that all people everywhere should repent.
然后在使徒行传二十章二十一节这么说。
And in Acts chapter 20, verse 21, it says,
又对犹太人和希律人证明当向神悔改，信靠我主耶稣基督。
Solemnly testifying to both Jews and Greeks of repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后在二十六章二十节这么说。
In chapter 26, verse 20, it says,
先在大马士，后在耶路撒冷和犹太全地，以及外邦，劝勉他们应当悔改，归向神，行事与悔改的心相称。
but kept declaring both to those of Damascus first and also at Jerusalem and then throughout all the regions of Judea, and even to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, performing deeds appropriate to repentance.
所以悔改这两个字在使徒行传里面出现了好多次。
So repentance or repent appears many times in the book of Acts.
所以悔改可以说是使徒行传其中的一个中心的信息。
So we could say that repentance is one of the main topics of Acts.
我们在约翰福音第八章第一节到第十一节记载了文士跟法利赛人跟耶稣的对话。
And in the book of John, chapter 8, verses 1 to 11, it records a conversation between Jesus and the scribes and Pharisees.
然后文士跟法利赛人就带了一个行淫的的被捉拿的妇人来到主耶稣的面前，叫耶稣来做一个判断。
The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery before Jesus and asked for his judgment.
他们说按照摩西的律法。
They said according to the law of Moses.
这个妇人应当用这个石头来把她打死。
This woman ought to be stoned to death.
然后他们问主耶稣说，你想该怎么办？
And they asked Jesus, what do you think should be done?
那么耶稣没有直接回答他们的问题。
Jesus did not answer the question.
反而对他们说，
But instead he said,
如果当中谁是没有罪的，
Let him who is without sin,
那么可以第一个用石头把这个妇人打死，
Cast the first stone.
那么后来每一个人从老到少，每一个人都离开了。
Then everyone starting from the older people all left.
没有一个人敢用石头打死这个犯了奸淫的妇人。
Not one person dared to cast that first stone.
因为每一个人都有罪。
Because everyone has sinned.
所以根据这个约翰福音第八章十节到十一节的记载。
So according to what's recorded in John chapter 8 verse 10 to 11.
我们耶稣就直起腰来对他说，妇人，那些人在哪里呢？
Straightening up, Jesus said to her, Woman, where are they?
没有人定你的罪吗？
Did no one condemn you?
她说，主啊，没有。
She said, no one, Lord.
耶稣说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
And Jesus said, I do not condemn you either. Go, from now on, sin no more.
那么，这段经文最后一句显示耶稣要求人要悔改。
And this last sentence, we see that Jesus...requirement to repent.
离去以往的罪，不要再犯罪了。
To leave behind the past sin and no longer sin.
所以根据主耶稣所说的这个比喻，
So according to the parable of Jesus,
只有这个税吏还有娼妓才能够进天国。
Only the tax collectors and the prostitutes were able to enter the kingdom of God.
换句话说，只有税吏跟娼妓得到神的救恩。
In other words, only the tax collector and the prostitutes received God's salvation.
原因是因为他们悔改了。
The reason is because they repented.
并且以这个行动来表现出来。
And they carried out by their actions.
所以在21章第29节这么说。
So in chapter 21 verse 29 it says,
他回答说，我不去，那以后自己懊悔就去了。
And he answered, I will not. But afterward, he regretted it and went.
所以悔改带来行动。
So repentance brings about action.
就好像使徒行传26章20节下半段这么说。
And just as Acts chapter 26 verse 20 says,
行事与悔改的心相称。
Performing deeds appropriate to repentance.
我相对的，这些祭司长跟民间的长老们没有得到神的救恩。
Likewise, the chief priests and the elders of the people did not receive God's salvation.
他们不能够进去天国。
They cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
原因是因为他们没有悔改。
The reason is because they did not repent.
也没有任何的行动。
They had no actions.
那么这些人就好像施洗约翰这么说。
And these people are like the, what, John the Baptist said.
好像那些不结果子的树样被砍下来，然后丢在火里被烧掉。
They're like trees that did not bear fruit, and they were cut down and thrown into the fire.
那么今天有不少人好像这个祭司长，民间的长老一样。
And today there are many people who are like the priest, chief priest and the elders of the people.
说自己是基督徒。
They call themselves Christians.
但是行为上却没有表现出自己是一个基督徒。
Yet in their actions, they have not, shown themselves to be Christians.
一个人不能够说自己是基督徒。
A person cannot call themselves Christians.
如果仍然活在以往的生活里面。
If they continue to live in the old way of life.
一个人不能够说自己是基督徒。
A person cannot call themselves Christians.
如果生命没有改变。
If there's no change in their lives.
没有结出这个属灵的果子来。
And that they do not bear the spiritual fruits.
所以如果一个人要进天国的话。
So if a person is to enter the kingdom of heaven.
或者如果一个人要得到拯救的话。
Or if a person is to receive salvation.
不只要相信也要悔改。
Not only does he need to believe, he also needs to repent.
因为真正的信会带来生命的改变。
Because true salvation brings about a life change.
如果只是信的话，没有行为的话。
If it's just faith without works.
这个信雅各说是死的。
James calls this kind of faith dead.
换句话说，他是一个不得救的人。
In other words, he is a person without salvation. Let's use some time to meditate on today's message.
请安静在神的面前。
Please quiet our hearts before God. May the word of God enlighten our hearts.
除去我们心中的拦阻。
And remove obstacles from our hearts.
要明白，神话语的意义。
So we can understand the meaning of God's word.
我邀请你来到神的面前，审查自己的心。
I invite you to come before God to examine your heart.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
让我明白比喻所说的。
Help us understand what the parable speaks of.
不要掉进撒旦的陷阱里面。
And not to fall into the snare of Satan.
求主你让我明白，你的话语。
Help us understand your word.
而把它行出来。
And to carry it out.
主啊，求你恩待我们。
Please have mercy on us.
求你帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.